The month of June has been hijacked by the anti-Christian culture to show their pride in something God calls an abomination. When you support AFR, you help us continue to stand for godly values and provide the resources for you to stay in the know about the enemy's tactics. To say thank you for your gift this month, we'll give you the booklet, Inside the LGBTQ Push of the 1990s, to help strengthen your convictions. Just go to afr.net/offers. afr.net/offers.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. Lots to talk about. I've entitled this program Operation Midnight Hammer. That is what the military operation conducted by the United States against Iranian nuclear facilities was called. Trump called that Operation Midnight Hammer. I had just gotten home on Saturday night. We have prayer time every Saturday night at First Baptist Texarkana from 6:30 to 7:15 or so, just praying for issues, praying for the nation, praying for our church and for the service the next day and our Sunday school classes, that kind of thing. We've been doing that now. Gosh, I've been doing it probably for 15 years or more, maybe 20 years. And it's a sweet, sweet time. And so we had prayed for America. We knew that there, you know, talks of the U.S. involvement and supporting Israel and how important that is. Well, when I came home after prayer time, Debbie said, "Have you heard?" And I said, "No, I haven't heard." And she said, "We bombed Iran." And as the old song, bomb, 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 Iran. But we were very specific in how we did it, and we targeted their nuclear facilities, Fort Al, Natanz, and Isfahan. And so this is what took place on Saturday night. The objective was to severely degrade Iran's nuclear weapons infrastructure. It involved 125-plus U.S. aircraft, including seven B-2 Spirit stealth bombers. If you've seen pictures of those things are so cool. They used 75 precision-guided weapons, including 14 GBU-57, whatever that is, massive ordnance penetrators, I guess those are the bunker busters, and 24-plus Tomahawk cruise missiles. Strike occurred between 6:40 and 7:05 p.m. Eastern Time, and the B-2 bombers flew an 18-hour mission from Missouri with decoy bombers sent to the Pacific to maintain surprise. The outcome was initial assessment. Initial assessments indicate extremely severe damage to all three sites, though full damage assessment is pending. And perhaps you saw President Trump. This was unprecedented when he came on the news to talk about the attack.
And I want to just thank everybody, and in particular, God. I want to just say we love you, God, and we love our great military. Protect them. God bless the Middle East. God bless Israel, and God bless America. Thank you very much.
I was watching Robert Jeffress, the pastor of First Baptist Dallas, just a little bit ago, and he said, "Have we ever heard a president say unashamedly, 'We love you, God'?" I love that about President Trump. What a statement. And I was asking AI today, I said, are we better off, since leadership is so important, are we better off with Trump winning the presidency, or would we have been better off with Kamala Harris? And AI said, better off with Trump. And so we see we can have peace through strength. And so with me to talk about this is my good friend and the president of American Family Association, American Family Radio, Tim Wildman. Tim, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hey, Jeff, good morning to you, brother. How you doing there?
Doing well. Okay, so Tim, when you heard the news about the bombing of the nuclear facilities, what was your first reaction?
Well, I was surprised. I don't know if you'd say shocked, but I was surprised because I didn't think President Trump would do that. that's pulling a pretty big trigger right there. You know what I'm saying? That takes some I'll use the word guts here. Okay, I think everybody's heard that before, but that takes some real guts to be able to do that. So to answer your question, I was surprised that he did it, because it's a lot of unknowns post pulling that trigger.
Right. Do you feel like that was the right decision?
Yes, I do. The reason is, if in fact Iran was close to, on the verge of getting a nuclear weapon, they would use it, okay, against Israel and America, and they've been the bully of the Middle East forever. Mm-hmm. And here's the reason I say that, Iran, I'm not sure. I sound like Alan Jackson here, don't I? but I don't know in his songs about September 11th. But I don't know exactly how to factor this in. But listen, Iran is a religious, led by religious mullahs. Okay, they don't think like we do.
Right.
They don't even think like the Chinese do, or the Russians do necessarily, mm-hmm. in the sense that you can negotiate and deal with a lot of people in the world, a lot of powerful countries in the world, but with Iran, they think in terms of Islamic apocalyptic theology, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so when you're dealing with these people, there's no reason for them to hate Israel, honestly. No rational reason to me. I was still scratching my head on this one, because they're not bordering countries. They're not fighting over land.
Right.
It's not an Arab-Jew fight. It's not even a – it's the Iranians are Persians, and they're Shia Muslims. They're not even Sunni, which Hamas and Hezbollah and the people in that region are Sunni Muslims. There's a big difference between a Sunni Muslim and a Shia Muslim. So it has to be supernatural, right? I think it's demonic and supernatural. And this is a big step for President Trump and for Israel, and the kind of the world is watching what will happen next. But I do, to answer your question in a long-winded way, I do think President Trump did the right thing, because if you believe that they were on the verge of having a nuclear weapon, and every president, as far as I know, Democrat and Republican, has said Iran must not be allowed to have a nuclear weapon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's your moment to back up your words. And President Trump said, go. And I think he did the right thing.
Well, were you taken aback by his brief statement where he said he loved God and, we love
you,
God?
Yeah, I had to put a rewind on that.
I've never heard anybody say that, any president say that.
No. What was his exact quote? We love God and...
We love you, God. It was personal.
It was personal. Yes. Yes. I mean, I was about in tears when I heard that. I thought, this is wonderful. And the weight of the world is on his shoulders right now.
Yes.
Of course, you could say it always is on the President of the United States, but I'm talking about in this moment in time and what he was going to do. So he probably did pray.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And people pray for him.
I think he had a lot of people pray. Well, Tim, I sent you that post by Todd Starnes this morning that said the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is facing national outrage after they posted a message on social media offering sympathy to the victims of the U.S. bombing attack in Iran. As amazing as that could be, they said, quote, "Our hearts go out to the victims and families impacted by the recent bombings in Iran." They called it a tragic event. If this is not a time for Americans to come together and quit being so divided, I don't know what is.
Did somebody hijack that?
Because the
Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is probably the most conservative organization in California. when I heard the sheriff comment on, I mean, they are very law and order, very pro-American. Everything I've ever heard from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, that made me think something happened anyway.
Well, he said that the message was later edited and then completely deleted. I mean, it's to me, it's like, hey, when liberalism and Marxist ideology get into your mind, I mean, it just poisons everything. You can't tell the good guys from the bad guys anymore. Yeah. It seems like that's the world in which we live in. And the left constantly supports what the Palestinians versus Israel, the Hamas Israel. They support now Iran versus Israel. Iran is one of the worst actors the world has ever seen.
Exactly. No, exactly. Yeah, I was surprised at that. Now, they did delete it, right?
They did delete it, he said.
From the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. Well, who wrote that? Our hearts go out to the victims and families impacted by the recent bombings in Iran. That's just, I don't know. They need to be fired, whoever wrote that. Or, you know, clean the jail cells. Or something.
I've maintained, and we're going to get a lot of pushback this week, no doubt, from the left saying that, you know, why are we getting involved? The Tucker Carlson, Ted Cruz, very contentious interview where Tucker's like, we don't need to get involved. I thought we were America first. But it's pretty clear in Scripture that God will bless those who bless Israel. He'll curse those who curse Israel. Israel needs a friend and an ally. Israel is standing for what is good and right and moral and true. And it was right for America to come to Israel's aid.
Yeah, listen, I understand the sentiment that a lot of Americans have, especially people, you know, who support the MAGA movement. And I'm one of them. For the most part, I mean, you'd have to define every issue and what you mean by that exactly. But generally speaking, I think we're all want to make America great again, and we're tired of foreign wars. Mm-hmm. So we're all in agreement on that. But there comes a point, but you can't be an isolationist. You can't be a, in this world in which we live today, you can't just retreat to the shores of the United States and say, we're not getting involved in anything else around the world, because there are dominoes that fall around the world based on actions of countries. And you don't want them to fall in the wrong direction. And if you say, well, we're not going to get involved in bombing Iran because we don't want to get involved in Israel's war, well, that's the wrong way of framing that issue right there, in my opinion. And I think President Trump did the right thing. He's not going to put boots on the ground like we did in Iraq or Afghanistan. This is a I wouldn't say necessarily a one-off, but it's a use of a weapon that only we had that would serve the purpose of stopping Iran from building a nuclear weapon. And it was the moment in time to do it. And he did it, and he did the right thing. That's my opinion.
Well, and Tim, what did you think about the fact that we were not engaged at all by Iranian Air Force? Those guys went in evidently undetected to drop their payload.
Okay, I'm about to get over my pay grade, but the way I understand it is these bombers flew above the radar. Okay, they came from Missouri.
Right.
And they flew above the B-52s, right?
Right, and those stealth bombers.
Bombers, so they're undetectable. And also I understood that the Israeli Air Force had already taken out the air defense systems in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have anything to fight back with, you know, I don't even know if you could reach with a surface to air. I don't even know if you could reach that high in terms of
you may not be able to.
I mean, you're talking about those planes are flying just – I don't know, 50,000 feet or more, probably 60,000 feet. I don't know when you reach the stratosphere, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You go from the atmosphere. But I'm just saying that Iran doesn't have anything to stop Israel or the United States at all. They would do better to, as President Trump said, just to issue an unconditional surrender.
Yeah. I hope they do. And we'll be praying for no uprisings in America, terrorist cells, you know, that they had talked about. But Well, Tim, I always appreciate you coming on. You're a good friend. I appreciate the great job you do leading American Family Association, American Family Radio. And any last comments before you leave?
Well, pray for President Trump and his team, because and our country. I mean, that, I guess that goes without saying, but especially pray for President Trump and his team.
Yes. Amen. All right. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, and we are up against a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking to my good friend, Evangelist Marine Tim Lee, and talking about Operation Midnight Hammer. Don't go away. As we celebrate the many pro-life victories going forth, we rejoice. Preborn's network of clinics have a unique opportunity to advance even further without political persecution. What does this look like? Preborn is the greatest threat to the abortion industry. By rescuing, on average, 200 babies' lives a day, Preborn is putting a serious dent into the abortion holocaust. But there are still thousands of babies who are slain daily, and Preborn's goal is to rescue all of them. With the help of the pro-life community, meaning you, we can save so many more. Please join us in saving all those precious lives. The ultrasound is the game changer. Once a mother hears that precious heartbeat, she is twice as likely to choose life. If you consider yourself pro-life, we need your help. One ultrasound is just $28. Five ultrasounds are $140. $5,000 sponsors ultrasounds for the entire preborn week for an entire day. How many lives can you save? Every child is a beautiful gift from God, so please join the cause. To donate securely, please dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. We're talking about Operation Midnight Hammer, the bombing of the nuclear facilities that took place Saturday night, the stealth bombing, and the excellent job our military did, and how President Trump boldly declared that we love God and we are asking for God's help. You know, the big question that is posed in Exodus 32 that we ask ourselves today, who is on the Lord's side? It's critical to be on the Lord's side. And as I have stated, the Lord's side is going to be with Israel, and especially in a war with Iran. Iran is on the devil's side. It's very, very clear. And regardless of what you may think about how close they were to getting nuclear weapons, Iran is an agent of the devil. He wants to steal and kill and destroy. And so in this next segment, I welcome my good friend and Marine Tim Lee, Evangelist and Marine Tim Lee. Tim, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to be with you and your listeners today. And truthfully, this is an exciting day for America and for the world.
Okay, Tim, so we have those who are saying this was needed, this was bold, this was courageous, and then those on the left that they're going to disagree with President Trump for breathing. But your take on what happened Saturday night?
Yeah, I was fully expecting it to happen once the B-2 bombers left Missouri. I didn't think they were going to spend all that money and just go over and play some games and come back. And so it was the real deal. And I have never been so proud of our president. I've been proud of him many times, but never this proud. And then, of course, our military performed with precision and great execution. And they did what they were told to do, and we eliminated the threat of a nuclear weapon from these barbarians in Iran. I'm proud of the president.
Tim, what do you make of guys like Tucker Carlson that seem to be very I'm almost rabid when it comes to this issue. The way he treated Ted Cruz was just like unbelievable.
Yeah, I've lost a lot of confidence in Tucker last little bit. It's just some crazy stuff that's coming out. I don't know. And when you line up against Israel, I spoke last evening in Canton, Texas, and I told people, when you line up against Israel, I think you're asking for the judgment of God. And America came close as last administration of turning our back on Israel, and I think it would have been a horrible, terrible thing to do. But I still believe the promise is good that God gave to Abraham when he said, I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curse thee. And I think that promise is still good on June the 23rd, 2025. So I think Tucker's on dangerous ground, and I think he was playing games with Senator Cruz. And it doesn't matter whether 92 million people or 9 million people. The problem is the bad actors in Iran and the people that's ruining lives and destroying lives. And they've been against us now, Pastor Jeff, for over 50 years. And they've killed Americans abroad, and they've caused a lot of damage other places. So I don't know, what is the opposite argument of doing what we did? What would be the opposite argument? Let's suppose Kamala Harris was president. We would have done nothing, and then they would have ended up with a nuclear weapon. And that when people tell you all these years that you're the Satan and that you're the enemy and that they hate you and that they want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth and they want to destroy America. If they tell you that repeatedly for 50 years, after a while, you might ought to start believing that they mean that. And if they would have got a nuclear weapon, I do not doubt one moment that they would have fired a nuclear weapon at Israel. And so I don't know what the opposite viewpoint wants to do. Massey and Tucker Carlson and the rest of that crowd, I don't understand it at all.
Well, Tim, I know you responded to something Candace Owens said on X recently about just take a dishonorable discharge, talking to our military. Don't do what is against the best interests of America, or don't follow orders. Now, as somebody that you almost lost your life in Vietnam, you lost your legs in Vietnam, people could say Vietnam was a stupid decision by our government. How do you view that as a soldier?
Well, and again, I go back to last night. It's kind of interesting that you're alluding to this, because I said last night, if the politicians would have stayed out of the Vietnam War could have been won in less than a year's time, and South Vietnam would still be a free country today. And so politicians, when they tell us that we're going to go to war, I don't like these long 12, 15, 20 years protracted wars. But give our military the means. If you want us to win something, then tell them to go do something, and they'll take care of it every time. We have the strongest military in the world. What Candace Owens said was totally irresponsible. And I said that if, there are young men and women in our military that are impressed by her and they would listen to her. And so they walk away with a dishonorable discharge for the rest of their life. That is a stain on their record for the rest of their life. That's foolishness. And some of these people, I don't know whether it's a shock thing where they just want to, if they make more money when they say stupid stuff. I don't know how that works. It just seems like sometimes the stupider things that people say, that the more attention they get. And I don't know, just ridiculous.
Tim, what is your level of concern that sleeper cells in the United States, Iranian sleeper cells, terrorist organizations, will then be springing up around the country?
Yeah, I knew there were bad people coming into this country, but I understand that there's close to 800 Iranians that came in to America under the last administration unchecked. And truth of the matter is, we don't know where most of them are, and we don't know what they're up to and what they're trying to coordinate. So I think that it's a very strong possibility of a reality that we could be hit within America, like I don't know whether it'd be a 9/11 type thing or not, but it could be something big.
I had seen Senator Tom Cotton. He said there are 1,500 Iranian nationals illegally entered or illegally
entered. How does that happen? How foolish are we?
Right.
It just, you know, wow. I've heard 800, and I mean, Tom Cotton has for the better information that I have.
I had talked on the first segment with Tim Wildman, but Tim Lee, when Trump got on Saturday night and said, almost in a prayer-like fashion, "We love you, God," and his voice broke, you know, I've maintained, we can't see into somebody's heart, but Trump seems, if he's not a believer, he's very open to spiritual things, to Christian things. What do you make of his situation?
Yes, I agree. And he's not offended by, you know, some politician, you can tell being around, I've been around a ton of politicians, my 47 years of evangelism, senators, congressmen, mayors, governors, and you can tell the ones that are comfortable in church and the ones that are uncomfortable in church. Mm-hmm. And the ones that are comfortable talking about the things of God, the ones that are uncomfortable. Yes. And but President Trump is comfortable. He surrounds himself. No, he's not a pastor or a Sunday school teacher, but he has surrounded himself by people that really love the Lord and people that are on fire for God and not ashamed of it. And I think it's rubbing off. I don't know whether he's really a born again believer or not. I can't judge that, but I know he's listening to the right people. And when he said that Saturday night, I just, oh man, that just blessed my heart, and it came from his heart. It was real. You could tell it was real.
Yeah, I think Trump is very genuine. He comes across genuine. He says what he thinks. He's not blowing smoke. What would you make of Pete Hegseth? He is obviously a genuine believer, very unashamed believer.
Yes, he had a they had a prayer event at the Pentagon here a while back, and I mean, it was in Jesus' name, and he is a he's not ashamed of his faith in God and his love for Jesus, and he's bold about it. And so that's why I said he surrounded himself. These people, and President Trump knew what these people were like when he brought them into his administration. He knew what they had said before and what they believed, what they had done. I think he wants them there on purpose. And so I'm proud of our Secretary of Defense, and I would go to battle with him anytime.
Tim, what do you say to the people who are concerned that this is going to trigger more nations getting involved in, you know, a full out World War III?
Well, what I'm hoping is that the people of Iran will raise up and say enough is enough and could overthrow. It looks to me like they're pretty weak right now. I don't know what they have on the inside of their country as far as controlling the people, but it seems to me like they've been neutered and that they're pretty weak. So I think it's there's some people would try to agitate. I think President Trump's reading the situation real good. He doesn't want us in a long protracted war. It's not to say that he wouldn't use some missiles or some bombs again, but that's the kind of war he would fight. He's not going to want to send 150, 200,000 of our military over there and get drug out like we did in Iraq for years on end, and Afghanistan years on end. You'd have thought we would learn something from Vietnam, but sometimes we just repeat history.
So if you're on a military base in the Middle East, you have to be on high alert, I would imagine.
Right now, I would say yes.
But do they have defenses on those military bases that can ward off bombs and things like that?
Well, they do, but I mean, it's not like they're prepared for. I just don't think that Iran has the capability to do something huge. Now, if they do, my understanding is they only fired one missile last night, and I don't know what their capabilities are. Russia says they're not going to help them, but you know, I'm not going to put all my confidence in Putin, but we've got like I think 40,000 or more in the region that could be hit with a missiles. But so I think they are on a high alert right now. There's no two ways about that. Mm-hmm. And but they could still be attacked. So
when Tim, when those soldiers, like when you went to Vietnam, you had your views about the war, as I would imagine many of the combatants did, but you did what you were asked to do. How does that work in the mind of a soldier? If you don't think this is right, do you still just do it?
Yes. You don't have the option. Once you take that oath of office, I trusted my government. I still believe that we were the right thing in Vietnam, because I went back to Vietnam about 10 years ago, took a bunch of veterans with me. We had an unbelievable week. They threw out the red carpet. It was people, the Vietnamese our age, were coming up to us with tears, thanking us for what we did for them. And some of them asked, why did we leave? Why didn't they stay and win the war? But I was convinced that we were doing the right thing, that the North Vietnamese were backed by China and communism, and that's what they wanted. The South Vietnamese wanted to be free, and we had given our word. That was the deal. If our word is given to people, then we ought to keep our word. And mm-hmm. if we'd say that we will support you and be there for you, but we pulled out. I spoke at a 50-year anniversary event when we pulled out of Vietnam in 1975. And it was a sad day when saw those people getting on those helicopters on top of our embassy building and leaving there, and then all those boat people getting on boats to come to America. You know, I've spoke to tons of Vietnamese that have came to America. They came here legally, and they became citizens legally. And when you ask them, nearly to the person, do you like America? Do you love America? You'll see tears well up in their eyes. They're so grateful and so thankful to be living in America. You don't see them running around flying the Vietnamese flag and crying out against America and wanting to destroy this country like people are in Los Angeles here mm-hmm. a couple of weeks ago, and waving Mexican flags and burning the American flag and chants against America and chants for Palestine and for Hamas and all that junk. And so, you know, truth of the matter is, I'm worried about the enemy overseas, but I'm probably a little bit more concerned about the enemy that is in America, that we even know about, the enemy that proudly says that they're the enemy of America, and we're having to tolerate this junk in a spirit of free speech.
Yeah, it's terrible. I had mentioned in the first segment when I was talking to Tim Wildman, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, they offered sympathy to the victims of the U.S. bombing. Okay. That's just unbelievable.
That stayed up about 5 minutes. I imagine somebody's going to get fired today for that. That was foolish, foolish, foolish.
Well, Tim, we have about a minute left. Can you offer a prayer for our president and for America that would be very timely?
Father, we thank you for the privilege to live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. We're not perfect. We've made a lot of mistakes, and we'll make more. But God, we thank you for this country and for your hand of blessing on it, the way you've guided throughout all these years. And Lord, we do pray today for President Trump and for his team and those that do surround him. God, that you just continue to give wisdom. And Lord, thank you for his strength, and thank you for his leadership, and thank you for him not flinching, but being willing to do what was right. And Lord, that this would definitely go down in history as one of great, great moments in America, when we took on the enemy and we took away their ability to make a nuclear weapon. Lord, I pray for America today. Pray we'd turn back to you. Pray for revival. Pray, God, that you would move in a spiritual way. Thank you for the reprieve that you gave us on November the 5th, and now help pastors and churches to run with the ball and make good of this opportunity.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email PastorJeff@FromHisHeart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here, and we are going to open the phone lines for this last segment, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. We've been talking about Operation Midnight Hammer as the United States came to the aid of Israel and bombed the nuclear facilities there in Iran, a great successful mission and one that really showcased President Trump's commitment to Israel, to supporting Israel. God has said, Genesis chapter 12 for Ted Cruz and Tucker Carlson, that God was going to bless those who blessed Israel, and he was going to curse those who cursed Israel, and it's important to be on the Lord's side. Well, this is a clip from Benjamin Netanyahu talking about the bombing on Saturday night.
Congratulations, President Trump. Your bold decision to target Iran's nuclear facilities with the awesome and righteous might of the United States will change history. In Operation Rising Lion, Israel has done truly amazing things. But in tonight's action against Iran's nuclear facilities, America has been truly unsurpassed. It has done what no other country on earth could do. History will record that President Trump acted to deny the world's most dangerous regime the world's most dangerous weapons. His leadership today has created a pivot of history that can help lead the Middle East and beyond to a future of prosperity and peace. President Trump and I often say, peace through strength. First comes strength, then comes peace.
Yes.
And tonight, President Trump and the United States acted with a lot of strength. President Trump, I thank you. The people of Israel thank you. The forces of civilization thank you. God bless America. God bless Israel. And may God bless our unshakable alliance, our unbreakable faith.
Mm. That was President Benjamin Netanyahu thanking President Trump for stepping up and doing what no other politician would do, what no other country could do in showing America's military power and dropping those bunker busters on those nuclear sites. Well, this was Caroline Leavitt pushing back on those that said this is wrong and you shouldn't do this. And some have even said we need to impeach him because he's unconstitutional for doing what he did, when other presidents have done. Barack Obama did the same thing and others have done it. But this was Caroline Leavitt. I love her fire and her spunkiness.
We are not going to be lectured about national security and American troops by Democrats and the mainstream media who turned the other cheek when the Biden administration, because of their incompetence, left 13 service members dead in Afghanistan, and not a single person in the previous administration was held accountable for that botched withdrawal. Joe Biden said, in fact, it was a great operation. That is despicable. It's unacceptable to this president and this Secretary of Defense. The National Security Advisor has taken responsibility for this inadvertent number being added to the messaging thread. But above all, we take the lives of our troops, safety, security, prosperity around the globe with the utmost seriousness.
Well, that was Caroline Leavitt, and I agree with her. You don't allow yourself to be lectured by those who have proven they can't do anything. You know, that's like me talking to Scottie Scheffler about how he needs to fix his golf swing. I'm a hack, and that guy's the best in the world. So we're going to the phone lines, 888-589-8840, and we have Robin on the line from Virginia. Robin, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Oh, thank you so much, Pastor Shreve. It's an honor and a pleasure to call in. I wanted to be very brief because I don't want to take the place of other callers. But my gut reaction was, you know, in a very intense situation where so many factors and, in, you know, controversial decisions to be made in this situation, I really appreciate, first and foremost, that they did it in a surgical way. But I really, really thought it was wonderful to hear him get choked up when he said, we love you, God. Mm-hmm. It's almost like when any of us have stood up or talked to a bunch of people or a bunch of friends and we don't realize that something's going to come out. You know, we're going to say something and we weren't expecting it to say it in that way. Mm-hmm. It did feel very honest and genuine. And I feel like the second comment I want to make is that we don't have to fear anything coming from Iran. Sure, we need to be ready. But, you know, God is bigger, right, than anything Iran, the country of Iran, could pull out of their back pocket or retaliate with. So our trust and our faith in God is, you know, I think something that we just need to stand on that and stand on Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross. And I'm just thankful that Trump let those words come out of his mouth at that particular podium commentary time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When he was making comments.
It was really special. And I had mentioned about Robert Jeffress, and I think it was Eric Metaxas also posted, said, have you ever heard a president say something like that? It was a prayer. We love you, God. It wasn't that, you know, we love God. It's we love you, God. And that was in it with his voice kind of trembling a little bit. That was really, really cool to see. As I talked to Marine Tim Lee in just the last segment, you know, you can't see into his heart, but to me, his heart is very open to the Lord. If he has not trusted Jesus as Savior and King, we want him to do that. But he surrounds himself with believers. And as Tim Lee said, you know, you can tell when a politician is comfortable in a spiritual setting and when they're uncomfortable, when it's foreign land. You know, it's like taking a fish and putting him up in a tree. Well, he's not in his element. Trump seems very comfortable around believers and in a church setting and talking about the Lord. And so we need to just keep praying for him and praying, as Tim, you know, closed us out in that second segment, praying for America and God that would, and God would protect us. But I appreciate it, Robin. You're exactly right. The Lord is greater, and we trust him. He's our refuge and strength. So thanks for calling in. We have Jerry on the line from Texas. Jerry, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you, brother. Good talking in. I was telling the call screener, I did 20 years in the military, and it's not to brag. It's not to say this or that, although I did do two tours during the last conflict with Iraq, and I do know and understand the depth of Iran and Iraq, and both of those countries have nothing but contempt for Israel and America. I mean, if you haven't heard, they call us the Great Satan and Israel the Little Satan. So no matter what, if they got it, they've already said numerous times that they would annihilate it, Israel, and then they're coming for America. So I wholeheartedly, using stealth bombers and those things that can be done from a distance or require minimal effort to alleviate those, I'm totally on board with it. But as a member of the armed forces, I am not for sending in ground troops and sending and starting another endless war. Right. You know, I think there has to be a distinction. I do support Israel, but I also think that Israel is its own nation. And just as I think Israel should put its country first, we should put ours first. I'm going to let you go, brother. And I do pray for the president and y'all, and keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, good word, Jerry. I agree. And Tim Lee said the same thing. He said, you know, President Trump didn't say we're putting boots on the ground. He dropped bombs, strategically dropped bombs on those nuclear sites to destroy them, hopefully destroy them. And I guess it's hard to tell unless you get down in there. But severe damage, no doubt. Well, Marco Rubio, I was going to call him senator, he's Secretary of State. Marco Rubio, I love the job that he's doing. I love how he handles himself in interviews. He was asked about the U.S. being in war, and is this a declaration of war? This was his comment.
Are we now at war with Iran?
No, we're not. This is not a war against Iran. This is very simple. You know, 67 days ago, the president of the United States sent the Iranians a letter, and it said, you're not going to have nuclear weapons. You're not going to have a militarized nuclear program. Let's negotiate. I want to do this diplomatically. I want to do this peacefully. They tried to play him along the way they've played every American president for the last 35 years. And, you know, the president told them, if we don't get a deal, which is what he wanted, then I'll have to handle it differently. And that's what he did last night. He handled it differently. But that was an Iranian choice. We didn't make that choice. They did. By playing games with Donald Trump, they made a huge mistake. And President Trump acted last night. And I think the world today is safer and more stable than it was 24 hours ago. And a bunch of these countries putting out statements condemning us privately, they all agree with us that this needed to be done. They got to do what they got to do for, you know, their own public relations purposes. But the only people in the world that are unhappy about what happened in Iran last night is the regime.
Very well said. That was Marco Rubio, Secretary of State. Well, I ran across this today from Pilar Blanco Pina. She was my tour guide in Israel. She was on the program last week talking about what life is like in Israel with them going in the bomb shelters on a regular basis, seemingly every night. Well, she posted this from a medical doctor, Afshin Imrani, And he's an Iranian, and he wrote this: to my fellow Iranians, especially those who murmur in discomfort as America and Israel strike at the heart of the regime. And he starts mentioning people that have been defaced and brutalized by this regime in Iran. He said, you cried when Marzia Ibrahim, let me see, every time I go to it, it clicks off of it. You cried when her face was melted by acid because she dared to show her hair. You reposted the story of Nika Shakarami, a 16-year-old girl whose only crime was wanting to be free. You whispered prayers when Motion Shakara was hanged for protesting injustice. You've seen the videos of young men hung from cranes, of women dragged into vans, of children silenced with bullets. You know what this regime is. You know it has turned the most brilliant generation into addicts, suicide victims, refugees, and corpses. You know it has stolen your future, your money, your pride, your voice. So when the West, when Israel and America finally move to dismantle this monster, why do you weep? Is it really about sovereignty? Or is it because deep down you hate the West or the Jews more than you hate tyranny? If that's true, I ask you this: are you morally different from the mullahs? You don't have to love America, you don't have to love Israel, but don't side with evil just because you're too bitter to see what's actually happening with your people. He says, I don't care who you want to lead. I don't care who you want to lead Iran, reformist, secular, green, red, blue, it doesn't matter. But anyone is better than the monsters who hang teenagers for singing, rape women in prison, and teach children to hate. Stop clutching to your anti-West pride while the regime turns your sisters into ghosts and your brothers into dust. This is your moment. Don't stand with the executioner because you dislike the man who stopped the blade. Well said. And that could be said to the liberals and progressives and Marxists in the West. And this is a clear case of good versus evil. If you are siding with Iran, if you are siding with Hamas and on college campuses against Israel and pro-Palestine, you're siding with evil. And just go live there. Go live in Gaza for a month. Go live in Iran and see how you like it. It's horrible there because there is no freedom, because wherever the devil is in charge, that place becomes a garbage dump, a moral garbage dump. And that's what you have in those regimes that's controlled by Sharia law. Well, we have Barb on the line from Nebraska. Barb, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say I'm so proud of President Trump and so proud of our Air Force. We've heard for so long about how our equipment is old and people aren't getting trained right. And we had so many accidents for a while, like that Air Force helicopter that took out that airplane at Reagan Airport. You know, there's just been accident after accident, and that's been in the news. Mm-hmm. And everything went off perfect. Those guys were amazing. Mm-hmm. And everything was kept quiet. That was so awesome. No leaks. That was mm-hmm. great.
It was very good. They didn't involve any of the leakers, obviously, and you know, Congress. Wow, they should have told us. Well, if they had told you, you would have been on the hotline to Iran to tell them, hey, get ready. There would have been leaks galore. You know, you wonder whose side these people are on. And it goes back to the question, Exodus 32, verse 26. Who is on the Lord's side? Moses said, if you're on the Lord's side, come to me. And so in any situation, we need to be on the Lord's side. And listen, in decision making in general, the bottom line, just to boil it down, this is the issue. God, what do you want me to do? It has to be, God, what do you want me to do? What do you want us to do? And that's why we need to be praying for President Trump, that he would seek the Lord with all his heart, that his cabinet and his counselors would seek the Lord. Lord, what do you want us to do? If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. James chapter 1, verse 5. So continue to pray. Pray for God's protection over our nation, over Israel, and pray that God would use this in great ways to bring stability to the Middle East and to bring peace to the Middle East. We know how the story ends. We know that the Lord is coming to get us. He's going to rule and reign from the land of Israel, from Jerusalem. And so we are looking forward to that day. Well, thanks for listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. Go out today, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you. And know this, God will use you as His witness. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.